Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Tim Veldy. He is a farmer. He also serves on the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development and represents the Minnesota Farmers Union. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Great to be on.
So last week we talked about how farming is in your region, and evidently it's pretty good. We also talked about the farm bill not getting passed in Washington this past session, which was a disappointment. Wondering what is maybe front and center burner for the Minnesota Farmers Union?
Well, this past year, President Werdish held listening sessions across the state to hear what top priorities were for farmers, you know, and one of the things that came out kind of top of the list was health care and access to health care insurance costs, and simply availability of health care for farmers. Since farmers, majority of them, don't get insurance through work or anything, they have to buy their own on the market, and access to health care and health care insurance was probably one of the top things. And I know they worked hard at the legislature to try to resolve some of those issues for farmers and farm families across the state. And we're, I guess, somewhat successful. The Minnesota legislature, somewhat like things in Washington, have been, I don't know if dysfunctional is the right word to use, but it's been hard to come to agreements on a lot of the bills, and we saw that with health care and some of the things in St. Paul this year too.
Right, and it really does matter if you have the ability to form a group and be able to purchase insurance, health insurance, as a group, as opposed to on the individual market. It's a completely different world on the individual market.
Yes. And there was, I believe, 40 Square is the name of one group that it was organized through co-ops, as far as supply co-ops and that. And I believe there's another one too, but they did get a couple of insurance co-ops going where farmers could band together and get a better rate when you're, you know, a larger group. Mm-hmm. And since they're just getting started, it's going to be real interesting to see how they, you know, affect prices going forward on the insurance market. Farmers are kind of squeezed right now anyway, and anything can help.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, it's just a pleasure to have you on the program today, and thanks for your time.
Well, you're certainly welcome. I always enjoy contributing and being a part of this.
Tim Veldy is a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, also farms, and is involved in the Minnesota Farmers Union. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.